President Bush today outlined a plan he says would modernize the nearly 40-year-old Medicare program. Speaking to a friendly audience of doctors at the American Medical Association meeting in Washington, the president again pledged to spend an additional $400 billion over 10 years, in part to provide seniors with prescription drug coverage. But the president left out many details of the changes he's proposing to Medicare, and the reaction on Capitol Hill was less than enthusiastic. NPR's Brian Naylor reports from the White House.
Reforming Medicare has been a long-standing goal in Washington, with both parties promising to provide the program's 41 million mostly elderly recipients with prescription drug coverage and to ensure the program's long-term fiscal stability. Presidents have proposed any number of reform plans, and Congress has acted on a similar number of its own proposals, but neither Congress nor the White House has been able to muster the political consensus necessary to enact new laws and make reform a reality. Today, President Bush unveiled his latest effort. It would give seniors three options. Under the first option, they could remain in the current fee-for-service system, which would undergo a slight upgrade, as the president explained it.
To reform the current system, I propose we issue a discount card that will reduce the cost of prescription drugs for every senior by 10 to 25%. We will provide an annual $600 subsidy to low-income seniors to pay for prescription drugs. And we will set annual limits on the amount seniors will have to spend out of pocket on drugs at no additional premium.
The president would also offer seniors a second program, so-called Enhanced Medicare. It would give them a range of options, including subsidized prescription drug coverage, coverage of preventive services, and some degree of protection against high out-of-pocket costs. There would also be a third program providing the same sort of managed care plans that are available today under Medicare, but in which few seniors have enrolled. The president said the time to bring changes to Medicare has arrived.
We have a responsibility, the docs, those of us in elected office, America's seniors, to work together to make sure Medicare fulfills its promise for this generation and for generations to come.
The administration has been sketchy about the fine print of its proposal. While Mr. Bush said $400 billion additional dollars would be spent on Medicare over the next 10 years, left unsaid is the level of benefits the Bush plan would provide. Beyond a $600 subsidy for low-income seniors and a discount drug plan, it's not been made clear how much protection for high out-of-pocket drug costs would be provided, for instance. Republicans on Capitol Hill were generally cool to the plan, saying they would start their committee action with some ideas of their own. Democrats reintroduced the approach they pushed last year, which would cost hundreds of billions of dollars more. Today, some Democrats poked fun at the president's plan. One was Pete Stark of California.
Don't be fooled by the Republican rhetoric. For example, the discount card, which they so grandly say will pay somewhere in the order of 10 to 20%, that's wistful thinking. That's the Buck Rogers Rocket Ranger discount card, and there is no guarantee, and they have never stated a required discount. They just say maybe, through the good nature of the pharmaceutical industry, somebody will give these seniors a discount.
Neither the Democrats nor the president offered details on the other half of the reform equation, its long-term fiscal health. Once the baby boom generation retires, some 77 million Americans will be eligible for Medicare, almost double the number eligible today. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.